Everyone closes doors on certain people. We're human. It's not like you close doors on people. It's just, you know, people hang out with some people and not with others. And it was kind of the hippie years, you know? And because I was working the sex show, I wasn't a hippie. I was kind of like real proto-punk, you know? And my view of the world was very dark for most people. See, I started doing this journal when I was working in the sex show because, you know, I'd do a show and then I'd sit in, I think, Tad's Steakhouse. I got real good at sitting in Tad's Steakhouse and writing. And, you know, there I was on 42nd Street, right? And so I do kind of a journal, and then I go through all the experiments in Burroughs' books, especially The Third Mind, and I'd apply it to this kind of, you know, autobiographical work. I mean, this is really early years, and a book called Politics came out of this. So it really wasn't fitting into hippie culture at all, right? I mean, my view of sexuality, for one, was not very rosy, right? But neither were any feminists going to, you know, take up the work in those days either because, you know, there's a lot of stuff, you know, it wasn't Hearts and Flowers time, you know, even between the women. So, I mean, I think a lot of the feeling, I remember Ted Berrigan saying, oh, that weird sex freak, referring to me. So, I mean, it wasn't animosity or anything, but I wasn't... No, he didn't mean positive. Well, Ted and I were friends, too, but there was, you know, some of the early Andrew Warhol people, Joe D'Alessandro was working around the corner at the Metropole. That was the big sex show place. And so I was kind of hanging out on the, just on the edge of the Warhol scene, and they didn't quite mesh. You know, but some people were doing, they were hanging out both places, but there was a sensibility that was funny. I mean, that wasn't meshing quite. So it's not like closed doors. It was more like I didn't feel comfortable. And, you know, I also felt very much, it took me a long time. I didn't really feel comfortable in the world until punk came along. You know, and then suddenly when punk came along, it's like someone like me felt comfortable because everyone else was just like an insect against the wall. I mean, that's what I felt like. I felt like an insect against the wall. I mean, at least in the art world, it's just everyone was older than me, so I just shut my mouth and I was like the mascot they could take everywhere. So there was a place to be a freak. So that made me comfortable. But punk made me real. I mean, that's the first time I felt like I ever talked to anybody.